lights so bright. That's where I'll be tonight on the highway.
Is in a rockabilly song by Eric Gibson. Wasn't sure that he was gonna, it was really gonna work as a kind of in the bluegrass idiom, and obviously it works brilliantly. And we heard the Gibson brothers there, Eric and Lee, performing Highway from their latest, been out for a little while now, but a wonderful record, all originals from them. The first time of them composing all the songs. Album's called In the Ground, and we may get to another track from this before the set's out. I was kind of sampling some other tracks. I listened to this record a lot, and then you kind of forget about a couple of songs and came across one. And so maybe if we can work it into the set, we're going to get to it before the set of music is done today. So my name is Tom Ball. Homespun is the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. That's listener support. Yes, you do make all the difference. Thank you so much for all you do for these public radio stations. Have a lot of great music pulled out here today, some new things, as well as a couple of old favorites, which I haven't picked from, spun from, played from for quite a while. So we hope you can stay close.
Just a boy at 17, when I hopped that crazy train, jumped aboard with all my dreams, when I heard it call my name. Wish I knew then what I know now, when I heard that whistle whine, didn't know where I was bound, but I had to take the ride. Blackjack whiskey was my friend, and a beat-up herringbone. See, it's all because of them. This locomotion is my home. Well, in a Stockyard River town, blackjack had me feeling good. Some man tried to take me down. I shot the stranger where he stood. Jailer, if you have a heart, won't you grant my last request? Blackjack and my old guitar, they're the ones that I love best. I'm the one he's waiting for. I hear him call out my name. Devil whispers all aboard this damned old crazy train.
Thank you. Chase a dream that heartache cannot tire. You're always there to keep me right in time, friend of mine. You travel with me across the world and travel back in the brightest light until the room is black. If I need something, it's you I always find, friend of mine, friend of mine. Time may show the toll it's taken on both you and me. We no longer make the picture that we used to be, but the sound that comes from you still shines. Friend of mine, friend of mine. When it's time to go again, I'll choose you first. You've made it so I want no other kind. Friend of mine. But like everything, someday we will be gone. Then what remains of us will be in song. Will they think of us as they sing out each line? Friend of mine. Friend of mine. Time may show the toll it's taken on both you and me. We no longer make the picture that we used to be, but the sound that comes from you still shines. Friend of mine, friend of mine. Yes, the sound that comes from you still shines. Friend of mine, friend of mine.
Friend of Mine, performed there by the Gibson Brothers, began as a song about a 1940s era guitar that was given to Lee Gibson by a friend who had since passed away. And that, coupled with driving down the road with their bassist, Mike Barber, who's been holding down the bottom on their shows for the last 23 years, came up with those two themes as they had talked about it. And it became Friend of Mine, a wonderful song from the Gibson Brothers, In the Ground. They got us underway here on the broadcast today with their rockabilly version of Eric Gibson's Highway. And in front of Friend of Mine, we heard new music from Peter Rowan, just finally hitting the street in the last week or so. Album called Carter Stanley's Eyes, out on the Rebel imprint. And these are songs that were influenced certainly by the Stanley Brothers. And in this particular track, one of their regulars from the songbook, you could say, called Riding That Midnight Train from Carter Stanley's Eyes. And in front of that, pulled out a record which I hadn't played from for a long, long time. And very unique recording put together by David Grisman and Tony Rice, probably back in the middle 90s, simply called Tone Poems. They expounded on this concept on another occasion, but this was their first conceptual record called The Sounds of the Great Vintage Guitars and Mandolins. And each track on this, all 16 of them, have a different mandolin and a different guitar, and there's little stories about each of the instruments. Wonderful booklet, about 39 pages worth of a booklet on this too. A really well put together package from David Grisman and Tony Rice. And heard a track that they affectionately called I Don't Want Your Mandolins, Mister. And David says, yes, I do. And if he says, if this sounds like East Virginia blues, it's because it is. And that was performed on a Gibson Lore A5 1923 F model and a 1939 Martin D45. give you a perspective on the vintage that they used for I Don't Want Your Mandolins, Mister. And in front of that, brand new music, finally getting around to this. I've had it laying on the table here for a while now. And the album's called Echo in the Valley and features the husband and wife team of Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. Their second release for the Rounder label. A wonderful record. And we heard one of their tracks, one of their original compositions, Abby playing clawhammer banjo and singing, and Bela playing the three-fingered style, or what's called the bluegrass style of banjo on Over the Divide. And if you're interested, there's on the Bluegrass Situations website, they have a series of interviews out now called Hangin' and Sangin'. And they just did one recently with Abby and Bela, and they talk about this record and lots of other things and play a little music and that sort of thing. So if you're looking for something to peruse on the internet, the Bluegrass Situations website, like I say, has this. There are about a half hour interviews and music, and it's called Hangin' and Sangin'. I love the name of it. Love saying it. That was with Bela and Abby. In front of that, we heard Ronnie Bowman, gentleman who, great singer and a songwriter, worked for a while with the Lonesome River Band, and he's made some solo records since leaving them quite a while ago now. But this was a record that he did for the Koch imprint called It's Getting Better All the Time, and we heard a co-write song with him called Crazy Train. And then we talked about the Gibson Brothers again, Highway, opening up the broadcast here today on Homespun. Thank you.
something wrong. You're gonna need somebody on your bond. When you was a gambler and had no one to call your bond, boy, you fell on your knees and began to pray and asked Jesus to call your bond. You're gonna need somebody on your bond. You're gonna need somebody on your bond. When it's way in midnight, Lord, death comes slipping in the room. You're gonna need somebody on your bond.
the judge walked down the stand, they walked out side by side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified for killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie said, done laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lies. Well, I was passed about an hour ago, the judge you called Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University.
Come all you Texas Rangers, wherever you may be. A story I will tell you, which happened unto me. My name is nothing extra, the truth you I'll tell. I am a Texas Ranger, so ladies, fare you well. It was at the age of 16 that I joined the Jolly Band. We marched from San Antonio down to the Rio Grande. Our captain, he informed us, perhaps he thought it right. Before we reach the mountains, we'll surely have to fight. I saw the Indians coming, I heard them give a yell. My feelings at this moment, no human tongue can tell. I saw the dust arising, it seemed to reach the sky. I thought that at this moment, it is my time to die.
Experience, you'd better stay at home. wonderful, wonderful recording of Mike Seeger and his sister Peggy. And this appears on a record that Mike made for the Mercury label back around 1972, 73, called the Second Annual Farewell Reunion. One of my Desert Isle records. And I've played from this mightily over the years, and I wanted to return to it today because it's Mike and Peggy, and they're singing well together. And Peggy's doing the lead guitar work on Texas Rangers there, a track that they source many people from, but appears on the Second Annual Farewell Reunion. And in front of that, we went to a recording made for the OK label in 1928. It's went through many, many, many incarnations through the years, but there is no original like Mississippi John Hurt. And he recorded this in Memphis and New York. He did some recording for OK then, and then he just kind of slipped back into the rural fabric for about 35 years when he was rediscovered and became probably more famous than he did in the late 20s when he recorded what he calls simply Frankie here. And speaking of Frankie, we heard from a new recording by Bryson City, North Carolinians, Frank Lee and Allie Burbrink. They have a new record out called Roll On Clouds, and wonderful recording. They cover here Blind Willie Johnson's Somebody on Your Bond, some fine slide guitar work there from Frank Lee on Somebody on Your Bond. And Mike Seeger got us underway with his recording called True Vine on the Folkways label. This certainly a little bit later. I think this was about 2003 or 4. And we heard him a very cool version of what he describes as somewhere between a march and a polka, the California Cotillion, that he originally sourced from a 1940 field recording of Galax fiddler Crockett Ward and his son, guitarist Fields Ward, which was made by John and Ruby Lomax. Of course, Mike accompanying himself on the auto harp, which he says only certain tunes work well on the auto harp, and the California Cotillion is one of them. One of the real living legends of folk music, Mike Seeger from True Vine. Well, my name is Tom Ball. Homespun is where you're at this afternoon here on these public radio stations. Glad you're along with us on the broadcast this afternoon. This is The Lucky Nows.
Tree swayed and the clouds rolled away. I lay on my back in the breeze and whispered my plans to the mud on my hands and the bruises that covered my knees. I was a child, I was reckless and wild, fearless and free and profound. I flew through the world like a cannon girl, safe with no feet on the ground. The world it did spin, cast in time to the wind, and I struggled and failed and held tight to my faith and my truth, the ideals of youth, to the path that I hoped would be. Searching for myself. I could feel you. Every hair out of place as you dance to the drummer you hear. Your perfect heart is my best work of art. You make everything else disappear. You are my child, you're so reckless and wild, fearless and free and profound. You fly through the world like a cannonball girl, safe with no feet on the ground. Go and fly through the world like a cannonball girl. Safe with no feet on the ground.
Follow. In those days was keeping order in the district, but before he'd ridden 30 miles, the McLean boy shot him down. Oh, rode by, rode through here, three McLean boys in that wild Alex hair. A shepherd known as Kelly saw the wild bunches they passed, and they shot him with a rifle, and they took his watch and chain. When the posse found them there in the lonely cabin, a hunger took their fight away, no one else was slain. Oh, rode by, rode through here, three McLean boys in that wild Alex hair. Boys in January 1881, the first time in that province that they'd strung up brothers free. And the Sungill 19 Germans crossed the seas back in 17. One thing that's for damn sure, they're a wild old family. Oh, rode by, rode through here, three McLean boys and that wild Alex there.
From 1964, three McLean boys and that wild Alex hair. Four rode by from the great Canadian couple Ian and Sylvia in their Northern Journey release. Before that, Gregson and Collister covered Delamitri's Move Away Jimmy Blue from their all covers album called Love is a Strange Hotel. And new music from the Central Michigan band, the Great Lakes Bay Region's The Lucky Nows. And they have a new record out called Rise. This is Jen Cass and Eric Janatsky and John Petroikas and Michael Robertson and Roscoe Selle and Dan Patrick making up the Lucky Nows. We heard Cannonball Girl to get us underway here on this last set of music here on Homespun. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun's where you've been for the last hour. I've just had a wonderful time, as always, hanging out with you. Thanks so much for listening in. You take care of yourselves now. Have a good afternoon and a safe week. Thank you.